The Lubavitcher Rebbe famously taught that we want Mashiach now. And he taught all his chassidim to sing, to scream, we want Mashiach now. And you might ask, why do we want Mashiach now? Why can't Mashiach come next week? Why can't Mashiach come tomorrow? Usually when there's difficulty, when there's tragedy, when the coronavirus pandemic first broke out, people say we want Mashiach now. When there's financial hardship, people say we want Mashiach now. But if life is going reasonably well, even if life is not perfect, people are usually less desperate for Mashiach to come, and they're okay with living life as life is. They don't want to disrupt themselves. So the Rebbe says this is not the correct perspective. What does Golos mean? Golos, on a personal level, means that you are not fully fulfilling your mission in this world. You are exiled in that you're held back from fulfilling your personal mission in this world, and you're wasting time or squandering your potential. And it could be that you're not responsible for squandering your potential. It could be that your situation in life is making it such that you're squandering your potential, not using your potential out to what it's meant to be, that you're not filling your mission in the world. But nonetheless, you should ideally be upset about that fact, even if it's beyond your control. You should want to be fully fulfilling your personal mission in this world. In a similar fashion, on a national level or on a global level, the Jewish people or humanity as a whole, in the state of Golos, are not fulfilling their mission in the world. They're being distracted from their mission in the world, and there are obstacles in the way which cause hardship and suffering. That's Golos. And our perspective on this has to be that we can't allow it to continue. We can't be complacent, but instead we need to want to leave a state of Golos. We see this symbolized in Parashat Chayisara as follows. In the story of the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka, Eliezer travels from Eretz Yisrael north to Aram Naharaim, which is a 7-day journey on foot. It might be a little bit shorter by camel, but it certainly wouldn't only take one day to get from point A to point B. But nonetheless, when Eliezer sees Besuel and Lavan, Eliezer tells them, "Va'avoy hayoyim, I have come today." Rashi on that pasuk says, "Va'avoy hayoyim." What does the word hayoyim mean? So Rashi brings the medrash that hayoyim refers to hayoyim yatzasi ve'hayoyim basi. Today I left Israel, and today I have come to Aram Naharaim. The Rebbe asks, why did there need to be this kvitza derech? Why did Eliezer need to have some special miracle that he'd be able to get from Eretz Yisrael to Besuel's land in one day? And second, even if he didn't need to have such a miracle, why is it that he needed to share this miracle with Besuel? The Rebbe offers two explanations. One is a pretty technical explanation, which has to do with the dating of the document that Avram gave to Yitzchak. The Medrash tells us that Avram gave Yitzchak a shtar, he gave him a document, which said that all of Avram's possessions would belong to Yitzchak. And for technical reasons, Avram did not want to predate or postdate the document. So in order that the document be written on the very day that it would be presented to Besuel and Lavan, Eliezer needed to get to Besuel and Lavan on the same day the shtar was written. So there's a lot of technical legal details here, but we're not going to explore them in this summary. But the second explanation is the one that's more interesting, and the Rebbe says this sort of interpretation shows you the hafshata, it shows you the abstraction with which Chassidus reads the stories in Tanakh, and also shows you how these abstractions that Chassidus has are neshamadike abstractions, abstractions that we can learn from and which have concrete spiritual teachings. Eliezer only travels to Rivka when Rivka is ready to marry Yitzchak. He doesn't travel any earlier. But the moment that Rivka is, in principle, ready to marry Yitzchak, that very day, Avram sends Eliezer to Aram Naharaim. And he has Kvitz Saderech because the Medrash Shir Shirim Rabbah tells us the Jewish people are called a Sheshana Dein HaChoichim. They are called a rose amongst the thorns. So Rivka needed to grow up amongst the thorns, amongst Lavan and Besuel, in order that she could properly grow. The thorns protect the rose. But the moment that Rivka was at a stage of development, that she was ready to be married, she couldn't stay by the thorns for even one additional moment. And that's why Eliezer had Kvitz Saderech. That's why he came that very day. The moment Rivka was ready, Eliezer showed up. And the thorns don't like when the rose is taken away, because the thorns, metaphorically speaking, get watered because of the rose's presence. But if the rose is not there, the thorns won't get watered. So the thorns started protesting. Lo Mesul said, hey, maybe we could stay around a little bit longer. Teshiv Hanayri Itanu Yom LeYasser. Should stay around for a few days, maybe for 10 months. But Eliezer says, no. I've come this very day. It's important for me to tell you about the Skitzadera, because I need to tell you, I need to tell the opposition to holiness, that we cannot wait one more minute. The Geula needs to come now. And it's so important that the Geula needs to come now that Hashem even made a miracle that there was Kvitzader. This story, says the Rebbe, of Rivka, and the moment Rivka being ready to leave the thorns, that Eliezer came to take her, this story is an eternal lesson for the Jewish people. Golos might be a necessary evil. There might be things that we gain from being in a state of Golos. But the moment that we reach the maturity, the moment we understand that it's time for us to leave Golos, we cannot wait a moment, we must leave Golos. So on a personal level, this means that if you realize that you're in a place, be it based on the community you're in, the people you hang out with, the job that you're doing, whatever it is in your life, if you realize that you are internally or externally in a place which is causing you not to fulfill your mission in life, don't say, you know, I realize that I'm not in a good place, but let me stay here just a little bit longer. Rather, your approach should be, I need to leave now. I need to go to a place where I will be able to fulfill my mission in life on a personal level. And similarly, on a communal level or a national level, communities and nations should not suffice, should not say it's okay that we're not fully achieving our spiritual potential, that we're not fully fulfilling our mission in the world. But rather, there has to be a sense of internal dissatisfaction foment in order that we do, in fact, each fulfill our unique missions in this world. And here, there are two elements. There's us doing our part and Hashem doing his part. So Hashem can do his part of bringing Mashiach, of bringing about a situation in which things will become easier for us, and we will in fact be able to fulfill our mission in this world, but we should not wait around. We must, in thought, deed, and speech, demand Mashiach now. We must take actions which make our lives a place where we're better able to fulfill our mission in the world, and then Hashem will respond by doing his part, taking away the obstacles and bringing Mashiach.